You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Accused terrorists Michael and William Knoll are out on bond after a judge agreed Wednesday to lower the cash requirements to just $25,000. The men are charged in Antrim County for allegedly aiding in the plan to kidnap, try, and execute Governor Gretchen Whitmer. IPR's Taylor Wisner watched the bond hearing where details of the case were discussed. She joins me now. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So was it surprising to see that the judge made this decision that would effectively allow these men to leave jail before their trial?
Yeah, I think most people would find it pretty shocking that people accused of aiding a suspected terrorist are out on bond. But before this hearing, there were already three men facing similar charges to the Knolls that had had their bonds lowered and were released. Still, at this hearing, it was not the outcome I was expecting. The judge began to state his reasons for his ruling, but upon interruption from the defense, heard arguments and heard various requests from counsel for almost an hour. In that time, the Attorney General's office detailed how dangerous the men were. They had about 40 firearms at home, which they labeled a virtual arsenal. And the prosecutor testified that these men were given every opportunity to back out of this surveillance mission of the governor's home in Elk Rapids. An undercover officer asked them explicitly if they wanted to stay back, and they said no, that they wanted to be a part of it, and they went on to do so. The defense attorneys, for their response, say the bond is just set too high compared to the charges they're facing, which are classified as crimes against public order or public safety, not, you know, crimes against specific individuals. They also said that they have close ties to their communities, including their families. After hearing that, the judge said that, you know, he agreed with the Attorney General's office. He said there were concerns about the safety of government officials, and he said he wouldn't move to lower bail. But in the final moments of the hearing, the judge made a sudden change that allowed for a modification that essentially would only make the Knolls have to put up 10% of their bond, just a mere $25,000 compared to $250,000. It's a much more attainable amount.
In the motions before the court at this hearing, did any new details from the state's case come out?
We learned a lot more about the Knolls' alleged involvement. The state believes while they're an active part of this plot, they are not members of the Wolverine Watchmen. The state says they have ties to two of the leaders of the group and that early in the planning discussed attacks against Governor Whitmer, met and tactically trained with the leaders of the group on several occasions. At least one of the Knolls traveled to Ohio to meet with a militia group to organize. At that meeting, the participants discussed blowing up and setting fire to homes of law enforcement, obtaining police uniforms to wear while attacking innocent civilians. The Knolls also attended a field training exercise in Wisconsin, where militias from many different states were present.
So what else was discussed during the hearing?
Yeah, a lot of things came up for what was supposed to be a pretty straightforward bond reduction hearing. Most of the interjections were coming from the defense. They said they had difficulty talking with their clients. They said they had hundreds of hours of videos that they needed to show their clients but weren't able to. There was also this bit where the defense counsel said that at least one of the Knolls has never went to Elk Rapids during that alleged surveillance mission of the governor's home. The prosecution quickly disputed that, but I'm sure we'll hear more about that coming up. They also asked for a media gag order only for the Attorney General's office, which has been sending out press releases on upcoming court dates. On the government side, their lawyers made it really clear that they're going to push for multiple defendants on the same hearing, which would likely delay the next court date till January. The defense attorneys clearly objected to that. They said they wanted the date to remain as scheduled later in December and claimed they were ready to go, even though they couldn't show the videos to their clients.
Okay, so the Knoll brothers made bond and were released from the Grand Traverse County Jail. What does this mean for them now?
Yeah, so the judge added a few conditions. The Knolls will have to wear a GPS tether, and they can only leave their home for work or for meeting with their lawyers. They work as contractors. They also have a curfew. They can't leave their homes after 9 o'clock, and they can't communicate with anyone associated with the Michigan Liberty Militia or the Wolverine Watchmen.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner, who's been following the terrorist plot case through the Northern Michigan courts. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure, happy to.